Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Add In Chapters. I think everyone needs to take a deep breath sometimes. I think we get so scared of starting over that sometimes we have to front what is not there, pretending what's not there. So hello guys, and welcome back to Add In Chapters. So, the Jamaicans would say, "Midi gone, but me back no." But I think I left off on talking about healing, and one of the most important thing I think when it comes to healing is recognizing sometimes that you have to step away from a season. I had this discussion with someone earlier today, and we were talking about, being okay and knowing that your season will pass and that it will end and that it's just a season. And I think the human side of us gets so wrapped up in the possibility or the moment, I should say, of what's taking place in the season that we too sometimes forget that this is going to pass and it will look different next season for us. And so we get wrapped up in the battle. And I recently went through something like that. I had just a very difficult season. I took a break from everything and I just wanted to just be with myself and try to figure out things. And, I still stayed connected with my friends, but I was really going through emotion. And I mean, everyone processes things differently. So for me, my processing meter is just to really, understand my season. Isn't that weird? Because you want to go through a healing process, but you want to be healed and you want to be like, that's it, I'm done with it. I want to go through the process. I do want to be healed. So we both have the same goal, but I kind of want to know, why am I going through this process? Like, my contributing factor to the fact that I'm here in this difficult process or difficult season is important to know how I got there, because it's important to me to never go there again. And the only way I can do that is by identifying my part that I played in it. So, sometimes it be like that. It's difficult. But we don't talk about the fact that healing is so up and down, right? It's like one day you're great, the next day you're not that great. 2 months you're good, the next 3 months you are like, oh, I'm surviving. But it's all about the process. And it's important to highlight the fact that we're not all the same and we don't process things the same and it doesn't look the same for everyone. And so, girlfriend, starting over is important. I keep saying that. I've said it so many times in life, but I don't know why we would be afraid to start over. Like, the start button should always be the button to go to because it's okay to leave things alone. We do not have to be loyal to struggle, and we do not have to be loyal to toxic traits, and we don't have to be loyal to things that doesn't serve us, and we don't have to make this beautiful mess, image that we have to live with. It's a mess and you can move on from it. It doesn't serve you and you can move on from it. You sometimes need to start over, and that's okay. Starting over is not a bad thing. Think about being loyal to something that's destroying you day in and day out, but you just get up and you show up every day. Like, what's the point in that? Be loyal to yourself. Be true to yourself, honorable to yourself. And I think sometimes you get those moments where you really have to look like, is it the other person or am I just not being loyal to myself? Am I being dishonest to myself? Am I not holding myself to the same level expectation and having integrity towards myself as I would towards others? Like, those questions are really important, and we could hide behind a lot of things in life, and a lot of things don't really go smoothly. I'm a living proof, people, but we always owe it to ourself to be show up as your authentic self, who you are. You know, that saying that people like coined and it was going crazy, which is be unapologetically you. Truly, when you say that though, think about what that really means. Because I could come on and tell you, man, life has been beautiful. Have I done like beautiful things in my storm? Absolutely. Like when it's raining, it'll stop one day. It doesn't rain for 5-6 months. I mean, unless you live certain places, but even then, we have a break, right? And so in any chaos, in any mess, there are beautiful moments. So have I had some beautiful moments? Yes. But have I had some really bad moments? Yes. Have I survived them? Yes, because I'm talking to you. Well, hopefully you're listening, but it's okay. I'm not going to front though. It's difficult. And you know, there are times when you sometimes question, is it something that you want to continue to fight for? You should always want to continue to fight for yourself. That's the most important thing in life. And you should just be you. And don't be afraid to be you in front of someone else. Like what you give someone is more important than what you give yourself. Be there for yourself. Show up for yourself. And you will be able to show up for someone else. And so life begins at a starting point. And so it's okay to start over and love yourself for it. If you are having to do that, love yourself, because it just means that you're still living. And that's the most important thing. We're still living and we could do it. And, you know, it's not always pretty. And sometimes you don't even want to share the ugly with others, but I think it's important to be open to the possibility of what you're going through means that someone else is going through similar things and you could actually help someone, or maybe you could help each other get out of it. But I think for me, whenever I'm going through something difficult, I process it, and then when I come out of it, I can talk about it because I've let go of it. If that makes sense. It really does. So, you know, it's all about the process, right? But I really want you to be true to yourself, be kind to yourself, and just know that not everything has got to be pretty. You know, sometimes the outfit is just not going to be the one you want, and it's okay. And sometimes you're going to be in a space where you're questioning why you're there. But hit that start button. Boom. You could start over. It's absolutely okay to start over. And it's beautiful to have that privilege to start over. Because I'm sure there's lots of people that want to start over in life. And they're not having that opportunity too. And, you know, it's taken from them, and we have the ability to just start over. Yeah. And so when the, you know, when you feel like you're like, man, I should be 10 months into this healing process and I'm still kind of like upset about this and upset about that, just know that healing takes time and healing takes work. You won't heal by sitting there saying, I'm going to heal. You're going to heal if you put the work in to really heal from any situation. And it's important to let go of it. You know, this past couple of days, the month of June is absolutely, I would say it's touch and go. There's 2 months in the year that is really kind of difficult for me. And, you know, one represent my mom's birthday and one is her passing. And, you know, it's been a roller coaster because, you know, some people say, well, it's time for you to let go and it's time. I don't think anyone has to let go of the person that they loved and the person that loved them, the person that brought me into this world. And I think we have to be careful as well of how we represent ourselves to others that is suffering a loss. It could be just even a divorce. It could be a separation. It could be, you know, someone losing a friend, or it doesn't matter. We cannot be the deciding factor of someone moving on from a season that they're in, but we could support each other. So we want to make sure that we're supporting, but we're not condemning, and we're not like letting that person feel worse because we're feeling like they shouldn't feel that way. We're not God, you know, like you pray over someone, but you can't tell them, you know, what, or make them, or in, I guess in this case, make them feel like, oh, they should not be grieving the loss of a loved one because it's been, you know, 10 years or 8 years. We're not that person. We can be supportive. We can, you know, be there and say, oh, I'm so sorry for your loss. And I just absolutely do not like when someone says, well, hasn't it been years? Like, but you don't know how long or what role that person has played in that individual life. And they're allowed to feel and go through all the different emotions as long as they want, because that's their business. But, you know, this year has been really different for me. So I intentionally wanted to get up and spend some time where I remembered some happy moments with my mom, and just really be in the space of like, she's not with me, but she's with me. You know what I mean? It's like physically not here, but there's so many things that remind me of who she is, and just the beautiful memories that I have to cherish. You know, I wish there were more and I could sit and dwell on that, or I could just really close my eyes and remember those silly moments when my sister and my mom and I had a silly laugh, or, you know, when I called her and asked her something silly and she would laugh at me but still answer the question, or, you know, just having that go-to person, like, oh my God, I don't know. Are you like one of those, you know, maybe you're like me, like my mom and I would speak in the morning, afternoon, and night. It was crazy. Like, mom was like my best friend. Like, we just shared everything. And by all means, anyone listening, this was not always the case. But that's, you know, that's kind of the note that, you know, it ended on. It's still pretty difficult to think about, like, not having her around. And I think it's even harder when I go through things that I'm like, if I'd call mom and I would sit and talk to her about these things, what would she say? And sometimes, believe you me, it shocks me because I feel like I'm dead on with what she would say, and I would crack up because I could just hear her saying it. And then there's that, I think the hardest part is the silence. When you feel like it's hard to explain, but you're not sure what she would say. So there's that silence in your head, like, what would you say, you know? And that's the difficult part, because that's the gap that you really miss, right? You want that person to, you want to hear that person's voice and be like, oh yeah. But everyone knows when you lose someone, you haven't covered every single time that you would need them in your life. So you're not going to have all the answers. And so I had to learn that sometimes I just have to sit in that silence, and I just have to really accept that I don't know what she would have said in that time. And that's okay, because we've never talked about it. And we've never had maybe even a similar discussion that I could point out. And so it's okay if I don't know what she would say to me. That was hard. you know, amongst so many things. But getting up and being intentional. I feel like I'm like a keepsake box. I do things that would allow my kids access to their grandma. Meaning I would share something that maybe was funny to me or something she would do or say or just even something she likes because they did not have the privilege of having her around as, you know, as they grow up. So I feel like it's kind of my duty to share these moments. And sometimes part of me become very selfish with it. So I feel like I want to keep it in because letting it out almost takes away some of the specialness about it. And so I had to like really work that out within me and be okay to share her story and talk about her with my kids and anyone in general, because I just want to bottle it up and not take the lid off that bottle, because I want every little moment that I could think of to be something cemented in and locked in. But sharing is a part of healing. And I learned that because I had an opportunity to share some of, you know, really sad times about my mom's final days on earth. And I think it was so difficult for me to talk about those things prior because I relived it, you know, and I have those moments when I said, did I do enough? And was this enough? And I know that I didn't disappoint her in how I showed up for her in the last couple months of her last year of her life, actually, as she battled. But at the same time, there's this little doubt, you know? And so I was speaking to someone, and I was sharing some moments about mom with her, and she just sat and she listened. And afterwards, she reached out to me and she said, you know, she thanked me for sharing. So it was some of the moments with my mom in the hospital. And I think part of me hanging on to some of the moments is because my mom was so private, so there was not a lot of documentation of the last year of her life, except the ones that are cemented in my brain, because I, along with my sibling, was there. And so this person reached out. They thanked me for sharing about her, and you know, they told me what an insight I had provided and that it would help them because they were also helping someone that is in a similar situation. And I remember, as difficult as it was to kind of remember to bring, you know, I have it in my brain, but to bring those memories to the forefront, to be able to add words to them, articulate properly, because, you know, that's a part of pain sometimes. And I remember getting off the phone and thinking, there is beauty in every pain. And while that was a painful moment for me, I had a moment where I was grateful that I had shared that story with that grandma that is also facing a difficult battle for her grandchild. And the fact that she felt that me taking time out of my day to just share something that I would have probably thought, well, it's more important to me because it was about my mom, it was about my family. It's a very painful time. It actually brought her peace. And it gave her, she said, a sense, a different perspective and the vision to look at it a little bit differently and to really just be a little bit stronger. And as I listen to her share these things, I'm like, wow. You know, wow. Because in my brain, it's so painful. And in hers, she saw strength. And so sometimes pain has a way of covering up things. And that's why it's important to really take the time you need. You're not on anyone's clock. You're on your own clock. And it's okay that your clock does not run coincide with mine's and mine's does not run with yours. We're two different people. We process things differently. And we don't owe it to anybody but ourselves first to make sure we're okay. And so take all the break you need. Hit the pause button as many times as you need. The most important thing is always going back and hitting the start button. Life is full of surprises, and we cannot stop living because we have so much life and so much things to give, and our life is just what we make it. And you never know the person that really needs to know what's happening, right? You never know the person that you're reaching by sharing your story. And so my painful moment was strength for someone else. And I had to really process that because so many times, you know, I think and I'll just speak for myself. In my life, I felt like I really needed to heal certain aspect of my life because someone was telling me it was done. Like, move on from that chapter. It's okay. And I'm like, I don't feel like that chapter is done. And there's no one else in life that could write your chapters. And so it's okay to tell someone, I'm pausing this chapter, but I'm not done with this chapter. And when you truly have lived your chapter, trust me when I say, you turn that page and you are completely in your next chapter. But if you had to move because someone decided for you that your chapter was done, you will constantly go visit because you will never know what it means to close that chapter. So truly, truly remember that the time clock that you are to respond to at any time is really yours. We are made like authentically you. Like when God created all of us, we are created individually as ourselves. Together we could, you know, we could speak on it, coming together and being in numbers and being strong and, you know, being a part of something. But the individuality of that you bring is always going to be you. And so I think there are certain things that are just going to always be what you, you know, based on you. And it's okay. Do not apologize for being yourself. And know that your worth, your value, you are completely enough. You get to decide that, not someone else. And so in life, hit that start button again and again and again. And it's okay because starting over just means that you have lived and you are deciding that this next chapter of your life, you're hitting that start button. And no one could judge because guess what? We've all had to hit that start button, and we've all had to start over. And life is about starting over. And you don't have to be in one place, one season. You don't owe it to anyone to be married to struggle or to be attached to toxic traits, or you don't owe it to anyone to live your life in fear because someone wants you to stay somewhere where you don't feel safe. It is okay to move on, and it's absolutely okay to know what's best for you. Know your boundaries, know your limits, and set some. Those that abuse your boundaries won't know how to set your boundaries. They're never going to respect boundaries that they are not going to set. So you have to set and respect your boundaries and teach others how to do that for yourself. And do not be afraid to show up for yourself in any situation. Life is about the biggest picture of all. And it's the one that you're painting, not the one someone else is painting. Be an artist for yourself. And make sure every single day that you decide to pour out of a cup, you have poured into your own cup. Because pouring out of an empty cup is suicidal. You've got to have something in that cup to pour. So go make sure that your cup is full or half full or whatever it is that you need it to be for you to pour into someone else before you pour out of it. I just thought I would come on and share that with you. And just know that, like I said, I am the biggest supporter of starting over because I know that nothing in my life has ever gone completely as planned, unless it's written by Jesus himself. And I think when I was younger, I just felt really weird about starting over. I felt like I owed an explanation to someone that was going to say, "Oh my God, you're starting over. You're doing something new." And, you know, like, you don't owe it to anybody. Mm-mm. Start over, sis. Start over, bro. You could do it, and you don't owe it to anybody. You press that restart button, and if someone behind you have a question, they could ask it. And it's still your decision if you want to answer it. But you do not owe it to stay in the same situation that does not serve you because you are afraid of the judgment that might come from someone that is irrelevant to your future. Think about being in a place afraid to move and holding yourself back from a beautiful future. Think about being afraid to start a podcast because you're afraid to speak or hear someone or have someone listen to your voice or believe that you have to sound a certain way or look a certain way. Absolutely rubbish. Because guess what? Every single person in life has a gift. And until you start going through all the things you're good at, you may not recognize your gift because it might be buried on what you believe people want to see from you instead of you knowing that this is what I want to do. And so get out there and explore, go see the world. And have those beautiful moments and those trying times because those are the things that keep you going. I know it keeps me going because no matter how rough and how bad the struggle is, I've had some very beautiful moments. You know, I've had beautiful storms and beautiful little drops of rain that were just cute enough to roll off my shoe. And the storm may have got me soaking wet, but guess what? I remember the beautiful moment in all of my storms. And so I'm able to process and be a better version of myself. At the end of the day, that's what you owe to yourself. Be the best version of yourself. But guys, it was fun as always. And just remember, be kind, be true. And always be unapologetically you. Until next time, love, peace, and happiness.